Listening test.
ただいまから放送によるリスニングテストを行います。テストはパート A、パート B、パート C に分かれています。それぞれのパートの初めに放送される日本語の説明に従って回答してください。答えは放送による英語の質問をそれぞれ聞いた後、1から4の中から最も適切なものを一つ選び、番号で答えてください。
Part A
問題用紙に印刷されているそれぞれの写真を見ながら、放送される英文を聞いて答えてください。回答は4つの選択肢の中から、正しいものの番号を一つ選んでください。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。英文は2回読まれます。
Problem number one. Look at the picture marked number one in your test booklet. 1.
A woman is putting a vase on the table.
2.
A woman is putting a flower into a vase.
3.
A woman is sitting on the chair.
4.
A woman is standing by the table.
1.
A woman is putting a vase on the table.
2.
A woman is putting a flower into a vase.
3.
A woman is sitting on the chair.
4.
A woman is standing by the table.
Problem number two. Look at the picture marked number two in your test booklet. 1.
A man and a woman are talking seriously over coffee.
2.
A man and a woman are using chopsticks.
3.
A man is buying some coffee for a woman.
4.
A woman is eating noodles with a fork.
Problem number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test booklet. 1.
A man and a woman are talking seriously over coffee.
2.
A man and a woman are using chopsticks.
3.
A man is buying some coffee for a woman.
4.
A woman is eating noodles with a fork.
Problem number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test booklet. 1.
Cars are moving toward the tunnel.
2.
Flags are being blown by the wind.
3.
A bicycle is being put on the road.
4.
Street lamps are shining lights on cars.
1.
Cars are moving toward the tunnel.
2.
Flags are being blown by the wind.
3.
A bicycle is being put on the road.
4.
Street lamps are shining lights on cars.
Part B.
これから5組の短い対話を放送します。それぞれの対話の後にその対話について英語の質問を一つずつします。質問の答えとして最も適切なものを下に印刷されている答えの中から一つ選び番号で答えなさい。対話と質問は2回読まれます。
Number 4.
Ugh, my feet are really sore right now.
What happened? Are your shoes too tight?Or did you twist your ankle or something?
No, I think my shoes are just old. I've had them for more than a few years now. It's probably time to get a new pair.
In that case, do you know that shoe store up the road? They're having a summer sale right now. Everything is 25% off.
I saw that, but I don't really like their designs. So I'll probably go shopping in the city tomorrow. Tonight, I'll look online and decide which ones to buy.
That's a good idea. Make sure you buy comfortable ones.
Question.
What will the woman do this evening? Ugh, my feet are really sore right now.
What happened? Are your shoes too tight? Or did you twist your ankle or something?
No, I think my shoes are just old. I've had them for more than a few years now. It's probably time to get a new pair.
In that case, do you know that shoe store up the road? They're having a summer sale right now. Everything is 25% off.
I saw that, but I don't really like their designs. So I'll probably go shopping in the city tomorrow. Tonight, I'll look online and decide which ones to buy.
That's a good idea. Make sure you buy comfortable ones.
Question.
What will the woman do this evening?
Number 5.
Michelle, is that you? I haven't seen you in years.
Jim, it's great to see you again. We should catch up. Do you have time for a coffee?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm on my way to meet a friend right now. How about Thursday or Friday?
I have an appointment on Friday at midday, but I'm completely free before that.
Great. Is your phone number still the same?
Yes, it hasn't changed.
I'll message you tonight. Let's decide on a time and place then.
Question.
When will Michelle and Jim meet for coffee?
Michelle, is that you? I haven't seen you in years.
Jim, it's great to see you again. We should catch up. Do you have time for a coffee?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm on my way to meet a friend right now. How about Thursday or Friday?
I have an appointment on Friday at midday, but I'm completely free before that.
Great. Is your phone number still the same?
Yes, it hasn't changed.
I'll message you tonight. Let's decide on a time and place then.
Question.
When will Michelle and Jim meet for coffee?
Number 6.
Thank you for waiting. We have a lot of customers today, so we're really busy. Here is your meal and your drink.
That's fine. Sorry. I think that maybe there has been a mistake with my food.
This is table 6, and didn't you get the steak, a Caesar salad, and a lemonade?
Well, the lemonade is mine, but no, I ordered the grilled chicken with fries. Also, I wanted the extra spicy sauce.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I saw that your order was just finished in the kitchen, so I'll go and get that for you right now.
No problem, thank you.
Question.
What problem does the woman have with her food? Thank you for waiting. We have a lot of customers today, so we're really busy. Here is your meal and your drink.
That's fine. Sorry. I think that maybe there has been a mistake with my food.
This is table 6, and didn't you get the steak, a Caesar salad, and a lemonade?
Well, the lemonade is mine, but no. I ordered the grilled chicken with fries. Also, I wanted the extra spicy sauce.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I saw that your order was just finished in the kitchen. So I'll go and get that for you right now.
No problem. Thank you.
Question.
What problem does the woman have with her food?
Number 7.
I heard you've been exercising a lot lately.
I have a strict routine. In the mornings on weekdays, I go for a run and then make breakfast. Then I go to school.
Do you go to the gym too?
Yes, after school on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On the other days, I go swimming.
Wow. What about weekends?
That's when I go out with friends or relax. Sometimes I go for a walk, though.
That's a good balance. Do you ever skip your exercise days?
Only if I'm really tired. Do you work out too?
No, but I'd like to lose some weight for summer.
I can send you a website with some fitness advice, if you like.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Question.
Which is the woman's schedule?
I heard you've been exercising a lot lately.
I have a strict routine. In the mornings on weekdays, I go for a run and then make breakfast. Then I go to school.
Do you go to the gym too?
Yes. After school on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On the other days, I go swimming.
Wow. What about weekends?
That's when I go out with friends or relax. Sometimes I go for a walk, though.
That's a good balance. Do you ever skip your exercise days?
Only if I'm really tired. Do you work out too?
No, but I'd like to lose some weight for summer.
I can send you a website with some fitness advice, if you like.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Question.
Which is the woman's schedule?
Number 8.
Hi. I'm Sally. My family just moved into this apartment building.
It's nice to meet you, Sally. I'm Mark.
Same to you. How long have you lived here?
Only for a few months for my job. Where did you move here from?
The other side of town. Our old place was next to a pizza restaurant.
You must have smelled pizza every day.
We did. It always made me hungry.
What was the name of the pizza place, by the way?
It's called Pizza Planet.
That's opposite the park, right? And there's a bank beside the pizza place, right?
Yeah. And there's a nice cafe next to the bank, too.
Question.
Which map shows Sally's last apartment?
Hi, I'm Sally. My family just moved into this apartment building.
It's nice to meet you, Sally. I'm Mark.
Same to you. How long have you lived here?
Only for a few months for my job. Where did you move here from?
The other side of town. Our old place was next to a pizza restaurant.
You must have smelled pizza every day.
We did. It always made me hungry.
What was the name of the pizza place, by the way?
It's called Pizza Planet.
That's opposite the park, right? And there's a bank beside the pizza place, right?
Yeah, and there's a nice cafe next to the bank too.
Question.
Which map shows Sally's last apartment?
Part C.
これからやや長い英文を一つ放送します。英文の後にその英文について英語の質問を二つします。質問の答えとして最も適切なものを下に印刷されている答えの中から一つ選び番号で答えなさい。英文と質問は二回読まれます。
Rie loves singing, but she is scared of performing. Her best friend, Kana,said Rie should sign up for the school talent show. Kana already signed up and was going to do a dance. After thinking about it, Rie decided to attend the audition and sing. When it was her turn, she was very nervous. She even forgot some of the words to the song. But the music teacher, Mr. Suzuki, said she had a lovely voice. He invited Rie to practice with some music students after school. At practice, she made friends quickly because everyone liked the same music. They got together twice a week and practiced singing. On the day of the talent show, though, she still felt scared and remembered her embarrassing audition. She wanted to quit and sit in the audience. But her new friends and Kana supported and encouraged her. Finally, she got on stage and did her best. Her friends cheered for her and even sang together with her from their seats. After the show, she didn't feel scared anymore. She was happy because she challenged herself and became stronger from the experience.
Number 9.